So there's a huge range of variability in the actual physical signals that come into our ear. But our brain kind of, it disregards a lot of that information in terms of deciding what it's hearing, because that's just too much stuff for it to handle. So it says, all right, any sound that I hear that's like this is going to be this kind of phoneme. And any sound that I hear that's kind of like this is going to be this kind of phoneme. And there's a very sharp transition between the two. You don't kind of get, oh, it's kind of T, it's kind of D, I'm not sure. So here's the difference between the word bad and the word bat. And you can see they're essentially the same. The only difference is how long the silent period is that makes up the T or the D, and how long the vowel is before it. So bat has a very short vowel, and bad has a relatively long vowel. And so if we make a continuum, a physical continuum, we go from this sound to this sound, and we just cut this a little bit shorter, a little bit shorter, a little bit shorter, there will be a point where you stop hearing one and start hearing the other. If my mouse.
Bad. 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 Bad.
That transition happened pretty early for me. I hear like two bads and four bats. What do you guys think? There's not a place where it's ambiguous, is it? There's not a place where you're like, wait a second, what's going on? You always hear one or the other. Your brain kind of goes to it right away. And then maybe later you have a bit of a feeling that, you know, that wasn't the best bad I ever heard, but it's the same sort of thing. Here again with slash and splash, the only difference is the silent period here that starts giving us the perception of a P. Slash and splash. Let's hear this one.
Smash. 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 Smash.
I hear four slashes and then the rest were splashes. Is that kind of your perception, that there's a point when it just changes from one to the other? All that we did was make the space in between the S sound and the lash sound a little bit longer, a little bit longer, and all of a sudden we hear a P. Kind of incredible.